The weekend highlights in our region include Latin music, Russian music, jazz, contemporary art, a folk singer turned author, and a whole lot more. Singer, songwriter, drummer, guitarist Ani Cordero brings her quartet, her pan-Latin stylings, and her original protest music to Club B10 at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Mass. On Saturday at 8 p.m. The Brooklyn-based Puerto Rican songstress cut her teeth as touring drummer for the legendary Brazilian psychedelic rock band Os Mutantes, and she's toured extensively with such notable acts as Rasputina, Joss Joplin Group, and Dean and Britta, to name just a few. Also at Mass Mocha this weekend, The Archaeology of Another Possible Future by Los Angeles-based artist Liz Glynn opens to the public on Sunday. The installation is Glynn's largest and most ambitious project to date, a sprawling, multi-sensory sculptural experience stretching nearly a football field length in Mass Mocha's Building 5. More is on tap this weekend at Music and More when award-winning author Simon Winchester interviews Roy Blunt Jr. in an attempt to tease from the well-known humorist how he supposes writing and thinking and creating will flourish or otherwise in today's new and somewhat unprecedented political climate. The discussion takes place at the Historic Meeting House in New Marlborough, Mass. On Saturday at 4:30 p.m. Gaslight, the psychological thriller that was adapted into the popular 1944 film of that name starring Charles Boyer and Ingrid Bergman, and which introduced the term gaslighting into common parlance, is running now at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, Mass. Through Sunday, October 22nd. Singer-songwriter Ani DeFranco brings her brand of funky punk folk to the Bardavon in Poughkeepsie tonight at 8 p.m. In her 20th studio album, Binary, the iconic singer-songwriter, activist, poet, DIY trendsetter returns to the outspoken political material that first brought her to the world's attention more than 25 years ago. Andrea Gibson warms up the crowd for DeFranco. Jazz titan Fred Hirsch joins his protege, Sullivan Fortner, for a unique cross-generational double piano debut in the Fisher Center at Bard College on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. The Heard Fresh Music for Two Pianos concert will include works by Hirsch, Cole Porter, Thelonious Monk, and others. The Auction Project, a jazz supergroup led by Grammy Award-winning pianist, composer, and bandleader Arturo O'Farrell and alto saxophonist and composer David Bixler, performs at First United Methodist Church of Hillsdale, New York, on Saturday at 5 p.m. The group also features Grammy Award-winning percussionist Vince Chirico, violinist-fiddler Heather Bixler, and bassist Carlo De Rosa. The Voxair Quartet will perform an all-Russian program accompanying Man with a Movie Camera, Vertov's 1929 Soviet-era documentary film masterpiece, at Time and Space Limited in Hudson on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. as part of the Leaf Peeper concert series. Voxair's soundtrack includes works by Prokofiev, Shostakovich, and Musolov. Documenting urban scenes in Moscow and Ukraine, Man with a Movie Camera captures citizens from dawn to dusk in all aspects of life, from the mundane to the sublime. And finally, author-musician Wesley Stace, also known as John Wesley Harding, brings his Cabinet of Wonders review, featuring a phenomenal all-star lineup, including musicians Juliana Hatfield, Tracy Bonham, Suzzy Roach, and Hudson's own Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields, novelist Charles Bach, author Daniel Mendelsohn, and comedian Dave Hill, to Club Helsinki Hudson, next Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m., in a program to benefit Shaker Museum, Mount Lebanon. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.